you're definitely gonna have to close it all the way. It's hard with the rope. There we go.
Sean O'Brien is bringing her excitable husky panda inside her home. Right now, that home is a camper.
So I have two daughters and my husband. We all live here.
What's it like been sharing a small space with other people?
It's been an adjustment, I think, for the kids especially.
O'Brien and her family are among thousands of Western North Carolina residents displaced by Helene in September. The state budget office estimates the storm damaged 73,000 homes. After the O'Brien's Asheville apartment flooded, FEMA put them up in a hotel for a while, but they got their camper just in time.
There was a charity there called Operation Rising Sun, and they're the ones that essentially, yeah, got us the camper. Our voucher for the hotels was going to end December 3rd, and then we got this camper November 22nd, so it just... God works in mysterious ways, you know, and we kept staying positive.
Our heart is broken for all these people.
Sherry Hall is one of the organizers of Haven on the Hill, a piece of Waynesville farmland turned into a makeshift community of 40 campers, including the O'Briens. The landowners have donated it and set up communal areas like a kitchen tent, a pantry tent, and fire pits.
We're doing everything day to day that we can do to help them stay warm, stay fed, get mental health services that they need, get hooked up with social service programs.
Across Western North Carolina, the clean white of these campers and trailers stands out against muddy wreckage. Some are provided by FEMA, but many were donated by charities. In Swannanoa, Paul Kaufman of the group Hope for Crisis says they've given close to 200 campers to Helene survivors.
When they get the campers are deeded to them. They get the title. They own them clear free. So they now have a camper that could be worth anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000. And they can actually sell that, and that'll give them another hand up.
Kaufman's group has been trying to help Western North Carolina in a lot of ways, including handing out free food in a shopping center parking lot.
Got hot dogs and chicken patties.
Hot dogs.
Yep.
But he says the biggest remaining need is...
Right now, it's all about housing. You know, there's just... Everybody's fighting the cold and still looking for housing.
Back at Haven on the Hill... Hall says even for people who found trailers and campers to live in, that's just a temporary solution.
What's our long-term plan for these people? How can we help these people get their feet back on the ground and get back to what somebody would call some type of a normal life?
She says while the community has been able to do a lot for itself, outside help is still crucial. It still needs volunteers, supplies, cash donations, and more campers to get people out of the cold. In Waynesville, I'm Henry Taylor.